Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody knows that today's so loaded. Everybody
knows. Look, there's always powerful groups throughout history that try to take control. And calamity and war is normally the rule, not the exception. We've just had a good run here in America and in the West in the last few hundred years, even compared to the past. It's been somewhat peaceful, even though hundreds of millions were killed in the 20th century in war. But things are lining up just for true disaster. And I'm just blessed to be on air and be able to warn people about it and blessed to talk to you. All right, let's go to John in Georgia. John, welcome. What's your take on all this? Oh, okay. I thought I was just now going to that caller because he'd been home the longest. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in Mass. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Jones. What's going on? Behold, I send you out a sheep amidst the wolves. I'm stuck in the sanctuary state, right? We've got lockdowns and high rises, okay? They're going after people. They're making people vaccine themselves with this whole HUD stuff, okay? And I am stuck behind enemy lines, and it's tough out here, man. It is tough telling people the truth. Some people don't want to be woken up, just like the Matrix. I don't know. I don't know, Jones, man. I don't know. They're forcing these elderly people in these high-rises, and actually they're threatening us with lockdowns. I just got out of a situation, and then I ended up right back into another one. Where I'm still being harassed, they send these meth addicts, they send these addicts, man, because I am very outspoken. I worked in local radio around here, okay, and I'm hit with the Dr. Shiva. I got pictures of folded ballots, and I've been nothing but attacked, because I started the ground roots here in my area with conservatives going after these people.
Well, I know that, especially Massachusetts, the stuff I see going on there. In fact, at one college in Massachusetts, it's in my stack of news, they saw young ladies at a party off campus not wearing masks and smiling for a photo, so they've been kicked out of the school for a semester. They got to pay $16,000. I would leave that place. What are the professors doing spying on them? You know, they were smuggling illegal aliens across the border. They give them an award. These colleges are run by control freak predators on average. And people should desert the leftist schools. But, yeah, Massachusetts, man, what a mess, brother.
No, it's real out here. Everything you talk about, Jones, it's real. Like, they do, listen, they were busting years ago people off the Cape, homeless people, because they don't want the rich Cape over here to see the homeless people. So they were busing people from the Cape into my particular city and just dropping them off. And I'm already seeing these illegals from the border already coming up here. And I can't get nothing started because I know the political spectrum in my area, and I tried to get involved, and they've censored me.
Well, that's the thing. Right. Once people always say, hey, you know, don't even try to run for office in California because it's election fraud. They've got it sewn up. But then things like recalls work really well because the general public actually hates the governor. I mean, I know a lot of people that are actually liberals that now hate the Democratic Party and actually hate Newsom. Just like you saw triple the number of blacks voting for Trump. So, again, it makes them look strong. They've got Massachusetts and Connecticut sewn up, but really that's a sign of their weakness. I was just up in Connecticut a month and a half ago, and I thought because I'm so demonized up there that people hate me. People were shaking my hand everywhere, patting me on the back. I was in restaurants, busy bars, eating food. And people were, you know, waving at me, buying my food, and loving that I was there. So, but I understand there's those that serve the political system where you are, and they want to bully you and try to keep you in submission. Yeah, there it is. The East Coast states in the north, five New England states have best vaccine rates in the U.S., but herd immunity doesn't look promising. I mean, what a cult of just submissive people that all do what they're told. It's very, very sad. It's very, very un-American. All right, thank you so much, Ken. When we come back, we're going to take four calls in this next segment. We're going to talk to Stephen. We're going to talk to Tex. We're going to talk to Dave, to Casey, David, John, Matt, Jim, and others. I'm Alex Jones. And again, I know you're all awake, folks, tuning in, but remember, your friends and family, your neighbors aren't. Don't get mad at them. It's a process. Just keep reaching out. Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've come a long way. They're having to admit the masks don't protect you. They're having to admit the vaccines don't protect you. They're dangerous. They're having to admit that Bill Gates and Fauci were behind the Wuhan lab with the Tricoms. That's mainstream news. I mean, this is a real fight going on, ladies and gentlemen. And as the public sees that you're not going to have prosperity under Joe Biden, you're going to have bankruptcy and enslavement and hyperinflation, their only hope is to trigger racial conflict this summer to blame civil unrest because of food prices and every other commodity price going up on that civil unrest on racial issues instead of the economy. That's their big move worldwide. They want to use the unrest because of food price increases, like during the Arab Spring 10 years ago, to bring in their globalist revolution. But if people point out it's the globalists behind it, it'll backfire on them. So it's critical now to get ahead of the economic crisis, to get ahead of the scarcity, to get ahead of the starving third world, which the UN will then organize and use as an invasion force, as I've been warning you since February of last year of this master plan. How many months is that? Well, we're already, what, 6 months into this year? Hard to believe. Almost 6 months into this year. So it just makes a head spin. We're talking 14, 15 months since last February. And so, again, we shouldn't just sit here and go along with the mainstream media narrative that didn't tell you this 14 months ago or 6 months ago. Suddenly, oh, there is a bunch of inflation. Everything's going up in price. And they say, well, what's causing it on all the newscasts? Oh, we don't know. And then the Chamber of Commerce and others point out the truth. Not that they're perfect. It helps sell us up to China that, hey, if you give everybody free money, they don't have to work. And so there's less productivity and more money. That's more money chasing fewer goods. That's the perfect storm for massive inflation. Not just inflation, but a stagnating economy with less goods with inflation. Is that going to happen? Well, if you have a lockdown, you have such a depression and nobody's buying anything, that can mask it. But once the lockdown's over, it's going to race. And that's what we're now seeing happen. And again, that starves the third world to death. And I harp on that. And I know the third world to most people is like another planet, but it's right next door to us. That's where the raw materials come from. When they get laid off from the mine or the farm or the flour production farm, they starve to death. And the able-bodied men flee and break into your country. And then they get organized into being political operatives. So let's take your phone calls right now. Up next is Stephen in California on Communist China and all the big news coming out. Thanks for calling.
Hey there, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
Well, I after all the bombshells in the past about year and a half, it still blows my mind that people can't put together the study on how to convince the population to take vaccines. I'm 22 years old. I was a Stanford student, lucky enough, but, you know, I had to take some time off because of this, you know, the imposition on the curriculum. You know, you have leftism inserted into the biology classes, astronomy classes. It's absolutely ridiculous.
For those that don't know, a bunch of universities, Yale, Harvard, Stanford, others were hired to come up with psychological warfare programs to get the public to take the vaccines. Doesn't look like it went too well.
Yeah, not at all. And, it, you know, I was lucky enough to have a few professors there with some reality left in them. And, you know, they were discussing with me privately about how, you know, funding comes from these private entities. And, you know, the funding really determines, you know, what the science ends up saying. It's not as objective as a lot of people are brought up to think. And it's become this cult where, you know, the funders determine the outcome of every study, and it just...
And you're not supposed to question the, quote, science, but science is all about questioning. I mean, Bill Guy, the science guy, says that X and Y chromosomes don't matter now. He's actually gone back and edited videos he did in the 90s to take that out and to say that there is hundreds of sexes. Did you know that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's just this gaslighting. So anybody with a head on their shoulders just can't believe what's going on. And, it, you know, the same thing with TV and movies, you know, being brought up as a young man. It's just, you know, looking back, I can see the social conditioning that's just instilled in everything. It's absolutely devastating to, you know, young people that are trying to figure out. I saw a great video from Thomas Sowell yesterday. And he mentioned that young students, they're taught now to have views. They're not taught to, you know, take facts in. They're taught to have views on issues that, you know, people who would
have careers. That's right. Western idea of egalitarianism and having highly educated, informed people in a classical education is threatening to oligarchs that want slaves. And so now we're being taught superstition and mindless ignorance, where now they won't even teach chromosomes, they're saying. In the new sixth grade curriculum coming up in California, and Netflix again has removed it from Bill Nye, the science guy. Thanks for the call, Steve. All right, let's talk to Tex in Kentucky. Tex, welcome.
Yes, thank you for taking me. It's very important to tell you these two things. I'll say it as quick as I can. First, you hold the key to being able to take care of this problem. If you take your global enslavement book and put it in all languages, and we introduce this to the world, to all countries, because with the world with us, only can this stop all this from happening. And the second thing is, Obama's in charge of this. I don't care what anybody says. But when he went to Notre Dame and he made sure that the crucifix of Jesus was covered before he would go in and take that award, I think we need to make a lot of crucifixes, the same ones at Notre Dame, and have them everywhere, on billboards and all. If that bothers him, let's use it as much as we can, Alex.
They have burned thousands of churches in France, the Muslims have. And I remember that when Obama, when I first heard that years ago, I didn't believe it. I looked it up. He demanded a cross be covered. I mean, that is, what does that tell you? Notice Biden just canceled the National Day of Prayer.
Well, if we get out and we get all these crosses out, we get them, put them on billboards, every Democrat event that they have, we have people with signs and that carrying them. I'm telling you, it'll really make it an effect.
No, I agree. I was thinking about coming out with a T-shirt with a cross on it just because it makes them so mad.
Billboard T-shirts and all. Whatever we can, even on vehicles, on the side of vehicles. Because I think they'll actually run. I think that it will actually affect them so much, they'll be scared and they won't want to set up at different places. And that's good if we put them on the run. But your book... your movie is the answer. We've got to let the world
know. I feel good when I see a cross. It's a powerful symbol. And I just don't know why they're so... I imagine that demon in them hates that Christ is God and that Christ sacrificed himself and is risen again. I mean, they really hate that, don't they? Because it's a symbol of the fact that they're losers.
Yeah, but what did the Knights of the Round Table use, right? Didn't they put that on their shields?
Yes.
When they went... well, there was a reason why. I think we know it.
I agree with you, brother. We should come up with a whole line of shirts that have the Crusader cross, that have the all of it. Absolutely, brother. We actually have shirts that are for Paul Watson's website, the summit.news T-shirts, because Paul came up with these. They're like a pelican that he thinks is a symbol of... I mean, Paul's got his own taste. He's a smart guy, so he's got his pelican T-shirts that I guess he actually sells some of. But I came out with the Summit News with the cross of King George on the right shoulder. That's a Crusader cross. And then it's got Summit.News and on it. And it's a nice looking, good looking shirt. It's got it on there. And so we're going to come out with another one for InfoWars very, very soon. I've meant to do that. The shirt's 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have one that has the British flag on it as well, which again is very triggering to the leftist. Doesn't mean the British Empire, that's the globalist, but I mean the British flag is a great flag. It's a symbol of the King George cross and then the Scottish cross together. It's a symbol of England and Scotland unified. That's what the Confederate flag is too, folks. They go, oh, it's a racist thing. It's a Scottish flag. Because most Scots were like the main group in the South. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today. I'm going to get right to your calls. When we come back, we have a special guest in studio I'll tell you about as well at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So many different amazing directions. We're taking your calls the order they are received here on this live broadcast. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in the great nation of Canada, still under New World Order martial law to a great extent. Thanks for calling. What is your take on it coming out that Communist China indeed with Bill Gates and with Fauci cooked up this weapon with Klaus Schwab? I mean, it's all coming out, a weapon to lock down Western economies and give China global domination through economic control. That's what their Army War College was preparing. That's clearly what they were doing with Fauci the same year. This is a big, big deal because it means a large arm of the power structure, including even the Washington Post, that's Jeff Bezos, has decided to basically switch sides, in my view. What do you make of this?
It's the flu. It's always been the flu. Common nomenclature for flu virus is CO for corona, B for virus, ID, and a two-digit number like COVID-06. These viri are always described as novel. Remember that term? Symptoms include highly contagious, affects lung function, causes fever and coughing, and very dangerous when the elderly are involved. In those cases, resulting in death. Sound familiar? Flu symptoms. Then there were the descriptions of people convulsing, video of workers welding doors, tales of bat soup. I can show you videos of workers welding. I can get you someone to convulse right in front of you. Remember Big Lebowski? I can get you a toe. And the conspiracies, China and who and what, the Wuhan Technical University, the CIA.
Hold on just a second for me. So what you're saying is the virus doesn't even exist at all. And they just took regular flu deaths and car accidents and put a number. We know they did that too, but the Australians, the Indians and others did scan it. It is a manufactured virus, so Gates and others can own it. They are doing biological training at that facility. They did use the fear of it to shut down our economy. So coming out and exposing that they did it for that reason will bring them down and discredit all the lockdowns and the power grab they got out of it. So I think that's really the big issue here.
One more thing. As for damned statistics, they always talk about cases now. Before it was deaths, but now it's cases, cases, cases. And it's a deadly, 0.03 or whatever death rate. It's an intelligence test.
No, you're right. I appreciate your call. The whole thing has been a lie from the start, and it is an intelligence test, but it's not just an intelligence test of those in a trance who believe the lies and go along with it. It's an intelligence test of us. Are we going to go out and warn people? Because that's really the issue. I mean, the numbers here of people getting sick and dying from the vaccine is just staggering. There's a big article on Infowars.com that deals with this, that the deaths from the vaccines are the real catastrophe. Everybody needs to share that report. I come to you because you're the power, folks. You are everything. When you take action, nothing can stop you. When you don't take action, the enemy wins. So share those articles from Infowars.com and share those videos from Band.video because you're having a huge effect. And I see you out there doing it, and I salute and thank you all and say keep it up. But again, you can't share Band.video on Facebook or Twitter or a lot of other places. They ban the URL. That's why we have BannThis.tv. And they haven't banned that URL yet. I'm sure they will soon, but it's been good for about 3 months. They were banning stuff during the election after every week. Remember all those different names we had? But it's the same index, the same website, the same videos, just different URLs on the videos so you can share them when you go to BannThis.tv. That takes you right to ban.video, but it puts a different link in there to get around the censors, one of the stopgaps. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Casey in Wisconsin. Casey, go ahead.
What's up, Mr. J? Every time I hear you rant about secret military technologies, Chinese chimeras, biotech, nanobots, cloning, all that down the rabbit hole stuff, I wonder about Ben Rich quote. He who was head of Lockheed Martin Skunk Work Labs, he said, quote, "We already have the means to travel among the stars, but these technologies are locked up in black projects, and it would take an act of God to get them out to benefit humanity. Anything you can imagine, we already know how to do," end quote. I believe all this we're seeing, especially with the coronavirus, and even with Trump and Plus Ultra stuff, is part of that unlocking and act of God. You want me to keep going?
No, I totally agree with what you're saying.
I wanted to hear your thoughts on possibility of maybe Elon Musk sharing rocket secrets with China. And you remind me of Frank in Disney's 2015 film Tomorrowland with its epic Eiffel Tower scene. And lastly, I think you should also look into Tyler Perry, the actor's coronavirus social research experiments he did, and how Hollywood is indirectly helping with the coronavirus lockdown beyond propaganda.
Do you remember in 2019, early in 2019, the big international runway model fashion event, the winner was called COVID-19, spelled the same, wearing a medical uniform and a mask. They always tell you what they're going to do beforehand. It's called lesser magic. And they believe if they tell you internationally what they're going to do and then are still able to do it, that it metaphysically gives them more power.
Totally, totally. And how you were prescient even before that, everybody remembers how you just picked out of the ether the whole Cobra stick you were doing for so long, where Cobra's known to wear the mask. That was like the Cobra thing. And you were going on and on about Cobra for so long. I don't know how you knew that. You just pulled that out of the ether.
Well, no, I was saying the left were going to wear masks, and they basically are Cobra. Yeah, and that's what this is. They're masked men. The police are masked. Their identity's hidden. It means the occult has come for you. It's all very, very serious. God bless you, Casey. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more. Brian in Florida. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Good. Just my grandfather was OSS. Just curious. Everything you said, he said. What are you personally doing? I live in Florida. It's a good state. But just curious what you think we should do as far as property, get out of the city.
Well, that's a big question. Stay there, Brian. Did you say your grandfather was in the OSS?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you probably told me what that is when we come back, but I guess that's the group out of the British intelligence that worked with the U.S. during World War II, and that's what the CIA later got set up out of. But you're asking what I'm doing? Man, yeah. I don't have that big a means, contrary to what the media says, but I am selling my house here in Austin. I'm getting ready to put it on the market, and I'm going to try to get some small place. I've got a little bit of property outside town, but there's no house on it yet. We're putting in solar and a well and all that's been done. And so, I mean, I just plan to get a double-wide trailer and a well and a place to live out in the country. And, I mean, that's about it. And I've got some friends that are private pilots and stuff that I'm friends with that have said that they'll help fly me out of here if there's a total collapse in Central Texas. But I'm not like, you know, these globalists have all these private jets and all this stuff at their fingertips. But if you want to ask what I would do, I'll try to give you my view when we come back. That's a big question. Brian, stay there. We'll be right back.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Looping Rock, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain.
Out in Lukin' Greenbach, Texas.
Greenbach, Texas.
Ain't nobody feeling no pain. All right, we've got a really interesting expert on the markets. You'll recognize him on Fox and Fox Business. Drew Mason's going to be with us next hour in studio. And we have got a lot of news on the markets, a lot of news on gold and silver. You've got Zero Hedge here. The pivot to gold has begun. Gold gains on hopes for low rates. Post bleak U.S. job data. We'll talk about crypto. We'll talk about all of it coming up. But we just had a caller. We're going to go back to him, Brian in Florida, who was asking me what I'm going to do. And I got to tell you, I've been 100% offense fighting the globalist. I've been 100% trying to, at the top, stop what they're doing to protect myself and my family and protect your family, because an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so I knew the longer the lockdowns went globally, the more the financial collapse would be intense, the more as they threw more free money out there, the more that would cause scarcity as more dollars chase fewer commodities, fewer items. There were big debates about whether it would be a depression or whether it would be inflation. And I said, looks to me like, I said this with a lot of economic guests on last year, looks like stagflation to me. And they said, oh, no, no, you're not going to have depression and inflation. Well, if you don't have a job and there's less people working and there's less items but more money, that's what happened in Germany. That's what happened in Weimar Republic. That's what happened in Zimbabwe, Africa. I don't think it'll be that bad, but it's certainly going to be serious. Once people figure out there's inflation, everybody starts raising prices. I mean, I need to raise prices, but I don't want to charge people more. But our raw materials for everything we sell, whether it's T-shirts or DVDs or books or supplements, have gone way up. And as there's less of a supply chain, a lot of times you just can't have items. And so that means that diversity of the economy starts to go away, and that's where people had jobs, in the manufacturing and in the service economy. But even though heavy manufacturing went away in this country predominantly, we still had light manufacturing, making clothes, putting together supplements, food processing, all sorts of things, auto repair, computer repair. But as there's no chips that are going to be available, I mean, there's just so many problems worked into this. And that's what Klaus Schwab said. We want to have an economic collapse. We want a post-industrial world where they have all the money, but there's no real complexity in industry left. The economy is very thin and very easy to control. So that's what's going on here. And so here are some of those headlines. Prices are rising everywhere you look, CNN says gleefully. I mean, just 3 months ago, there were news articles saying Alex Jones is a fearmonger. He's telling listeners that prices are going to go up. So first they demonize me, and then anything they want to demonize, they go, oh, Jones is saying that. But they don't understand. They've lost credibility. So when people attack me, it only makes me look better to the public, because the public's figured out they're a pack of liars. Continuing. Higher prices leave consumers feeling the pinch. Wall Street Journal. You're not a human being. You're not a father, a mother, a son, a daughter, a grandmother, a grandfather, a brother, a sister. You're not a Christian. You're not an American. You're a consumer, and you're a human resource, and they say you're not essential. Stop letting them use these terms. You're a consumer. How about you're a human being? What will you do when inflation forces U.S. households to spend 40% of their incomes on food? That's what's projected again. And they go through it in an excellent long article at Zero Hedge. U.S. declares state of emergency to keep gasoline flowing after Colonial fails to restart hacked pipeline. They're holding it hostage, both the data of the company and the company's servers itself. Why would you have something like a complex gas pipeline out of refined fuel out of Texas all the way up the East Coast? Maybe we can show some maps of that. You notice what was delivering raw crude to Houston was supposed to be open by now, the Keystone Pipeline, but it's closed. So you can't get the raw oil to it, and it doesn't matter because you already have shortages, and then you can't even be pumped. See the background? See the pattern there? I would imagine it's probably the CIA director that's doing this, not even the Chi-Coms, but he is a Chi-Com operative. U.S. declares state of emergency to keep gasoline flowing after Colonial fails to restart hacked pipeline. And it goes on and on and on. You really think that ship just wrecked on accident in the Suez Canal? I think all this is just happening by accident. Here's another one. Automakers are ditching high-tech features amidst unprecedented semi-shortages. Good, there's too much high-tech crap that tracks you in cars anyways. So there's some good unseen areas of this, but it's serious, folks. But don't worry, Bezos has his new 417-foot super yacht. It's a testament to the K-shaped recovery where the elites are all inflating the cost of super yachts and super jets and palatial 100,000, 50,000 acre properties. But again, they need that because there's a lockdown and they don't want to be around you. So that's some of what's going on. Brian, what are you doing to protect yourself? I mean, this is such a big seismic thing. I've tried to point out they're destroying the third world, starving them to death, and then organize them as an invasion weapon that the UN also orchestrates and controls. I mean, we're really entering the end game here. So I'm really just staying at the helm on air, doing limited things. If they try to lock down Austin to try to, at some point be able to get out of the town. I mean, I literally have an armored vehicle if I need one because I knew in the future the left would attack anybody trying to report on what they do. They've attacked the vehicle at least 50 times with hammers and bricks and everything else. People said, oh, you're crazy. You won't need that. Well, we need that to report now to the left. I mean, they're just slowly putting us into a destabilized position. What do you think, Brian?
Well, what I'm hearing, I do luxury real estate here in Miami Beach. A lot of the big money is putting money and hard assets like houses and whatnot. Obviously, I don't know the answers. I'm just trying to understand what to do because everything.
Sure, I mean, listen, you're smart as I am, or smarter. Absolutely, the stock market's way overvalued. If you know when to get out of it, it's a great place. It's all inflationary and it's the leading edge of inflation. So you can, cash out of that before the inflation hits other places. You got to decide when to do that. That's just a speculative roller coaster with insiders making the money. But absolutely, real estate's always king. Look at what Bill Gates is doing, buying up raw farmland across the U.S., knowing raw commodities during the coming depression are going to be king with the food shortages. So that's why I said a year ago when Bill Gates was buying up farmland, I said, folks, I would get into storable food and food production. But what do you think?
No, absolutely. I mean, everything you've said, my grandfather said from the OSS, even your products, like my girlfriend was a model for years. She had some toenail fungus. She took the, forgot what the supplement was. It actually cured her toenail. Everything I've been listening to you for 15 years. It's the first time I've called in. I'm sorry. I'm not very rehearsed here, but, I'm just terrified. I want to get I'm actually feel great, though, that listening to you, I want to get property outside of the city. I think that's one of the main takeaways that I've gotten. But I take Survival Shield every day. I mean, everything you've said is what my grandfather said that was in the OSS, and it's all come true. So thank you so much. I know you don't want to hear that. But.
Well, no, I mean, but all I'm covering is history and the arc of empires. I mean, what was your grandfather saying? Was it about globalism, world government?
The breakdown of the family, destroying the family, basically everything the United Nations, he spoke about this in the 70s. I think he actually went on radio stations and everything and tried to get it out there. My mom.
Well, God bless your grandfather. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits.
The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Speaking of Ted Nugent, he's beyond with us talking about self-sufficiency in this collapsing economy and with the inflation coming. And we'll talk about how he got COVID-19, got really sick, and then ivermectin healed him in a day. Now they're trying to block ivermectin. That woman that was going to die up in Chicago, they wouldn't let her have ivermectin on a ventilator. They put her on ivermectin. She was better in a day. He'll be joining us tomorrow. I was going to get Alfie Oakes on today, but we had a technical issue. But I'm going to try to get him on tomorrow because he's actually one of the biggest food producers in the state of Florida. He supplies most of the grocery stores in that state. And boy, is he the guy to talk to about what he's seeing on the ground with food prices increasing around the world. So I apologize for having a technical thing today and not getting him on, but that was my issue. We're going to get him on hopefully here in the next few days. I'm about to go to some more of your calls ahead of our special guest in studio. But first, in-game blueprint for global enslavement came out 14 years ago. It's evergreen, meaning it gets better with time because it predicted the Great Reset from the globalist own admissions. People are blown away by this film. It's more important now than ever. It has a zero country code. It plays anywhere in the world, and there's no copyright protection. I want you to get it. Get a DVD burner and make copies and say, hey, here's forbidden information. It was number one documentary on Amazon. They took it down. The left called it Nazi. It's actually anti-Nazi. You'll see in the film. It's a very important film to understand their endgame. The extras on are very, very important as well. Infowarsstore.com. You only have until Sunday to get it for as low as $3.95 a piece in bulk. And then it's going to go to $9.95 a piece. But I've got it price so people can get it and give it to friends and family. It's become an issue on Twitter. A lot of liberals have had their moms and dads or others give it to them, and a few of them have actually woken up seeing it. So re-upload it. Do whatever you want. Just have it on your bookshelf. Give it to the local library. Whatever you do, share it with the fire department. Share it with your local pastor. Give it to local professors. Give it to opinion makers to show them so they understand what we're facing and what's really going on. And say, hey, here's the guy you're not supposed to listen to, the guy that said it came out of the Wuhan lab, the guy that said Bill Gates was involved with Jeffrey Epstein, the guy that exposed all this stuff. Now is the time. People are hungry for it. And you have until Wednesday night to get 10% off on all the high-quality storable food, last year's prices. They're not just about to get rid of the sale. We're about to have to go up in food prices because my Patriots held back, but they can't hold back any longer. PrepareWithAlex.com to get the additional 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com or find the subpage at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have TurboForce, great 10-hour clean energy back in stock as well. And we have our vitamin D3 with vitamin K, winter sun for your immune system, also 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Larry in Florida. He's actually called in on the topic I raised of Dr. Fauci, COVID, Australia. Why is this all coming out now? Give us your take, Larry.
Well, first of all, it's coming out now, but if we listen to you, it was out a couple of weeks after basically the COVID broke out. And the Australians looked at it real early and said, yeah, it's lab. It's lab and it's homegrown and it's, I mean, not homegrown, but it's not natural and it's bioweapon. And sure enough. And I think one of the reasons it's coming out is they're feeling the heat. The bad results on the vaccines are starting to roll out. And in this group, there's no loyalty. So if they got to sacrifice Fauci at some point or they got to sacrifice others, they'll do it. Move right on.
You just said in 30 seconds what I said in an hour because I've got diarrhea of the mouth. Exactly. And so this is a victory overall that they've been forced to this point because their big global domination plan, the wheels are coming off of it.
Well, we need more victory. I mean, a couple of other things, if I can suggest.
Yes, sir.
One, for those of us that want to be out here and fight this crap, got to stay healthy. And, you know, you talk about all the minerals and vitamins, and you're absolutely right. And everybody that's out there should get a blood test and know what their vitamin D level is and make sure it's in the good range. And second thing, for those of us that are like my age, I'm over 70, so I'm in that risk group, but I'm not wearing masks, and I'm in Florida, so I'm going out and enjoying life. I'm having my grandchildren over. But I just signed up, and I'm going to be taking ivermectin. In fact, I have it in my house prophylactically. And there's been a couple of really good doctors, I mean, people actually that are treating COVID patients and have done research, and they basically, you know, they've done studies. There's been enough studies out there. You won't find them on Microsoft, on, you know, on Google. But
and how evil is it that they knew ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were basically 100% if taken preemptively, and they kept it from you so they could give emergency authorization to these Franken-shots? That alone is crimes against humanity right there.
Clearly, and that's why they did it. I mean, if you look at it, they couldn't have if they were admitting there was treatments out there that worked, then they couldn't give emergency approval. I mean, they're based on their own regulations. Now, you know, they can change those. But just for the listeners, you know, if you want to know how to get it, you go to frontlinedoctors.org. Yeah, use DuckDuck or something else to find it, and then just follow the prompts, and it'll cost you basically a telemedicine visit. And then the ivermectin, if you price shop it, a 90-day supply is $24.
Absolutely, and that's why I didn't want that. God bless you, sir. Great points. Yeah, some people are saying, hey, COVID-19 doesn't exist, period. And that's their right to say it. No, it's a real lab virus, has incredible gain of function. But if you don't have the deficiencies, you're not going to have a problem. The problem is when you get older, even if you're taking a regular allowance of vitamins and minerals, your guts don't absorb as well. You got to take a lot more. And then you got to check your liver and stuff because too many vitamins can be bad. But basically, you're bulletproof if you've got all the vitamins and minerals and your body's absorbing them. And that's why they don't want you knowing that, because they want you living in fear. And any virus is going to kill you if you don't have those things. That's on the NIH website, but they try to keep people ignorant. But they're losing the fight. They're losing the fight, and that's really pissing them off. The highest death rates are in the states and cities where they've had the longest lockdowns. No kidding. Because you can be locked in your house with no sunlight and depressed. And depression makes you get sick as well. And you're going to get sick from any virus. This virus is all over the place. It's just data that's able to get in your cells and replicate. That's all it is. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Alabama. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Man, I'm seeing everything come out about Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein and the Chinese being involved with them, with Fauci in the lab. I mean, they're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, they are, but I just don't think we're going to win this fight. I think we're right in the middle of that 7-year time of trouble. And it started in 17 with the eclipse, and if you count 42 months, that puts Biden in office. And the other eclipse would be in 2024.
So who's the Antichrist?
I'm thinking Pope.
Well, he sure acts like it.
I just bought a coin from 1985 showing John Paul II on the front, and on the back it shows the entire map of the world with the planes going by with the chemtrails. If that's not them admitting that they're behind everything, I don't know what is.
Well, brother, all I know is every major institution is being taken over by evil right now, and the Bible's being fulfilled. I don't know if it's 10 years or 100 years or 6 months, but definitely we're seeing an Antichrist system. I mean, I haven't played the clip yet. Did you know Klaus Schwab said we need a world government with a world ID pass, a world health pass, run by a microchip under your skin? I mean, that video's on Infowars.com. That's the guy running the whole show. Is that not incredible?
It is very incredible, especially when you read the Word. I mean, that's why I think Christ comes back, is because we lose. You know, the flood was caused to wipe out the Nephilim, and now we're doing the transgender thing. We're trying to change humanity. We're doing it again.
As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man.
And it says, you know, if you try to save your life, you will lose it. If you lose, you know, lose your life, you will save it. I'm not sure if that's not talking about the
thing. Well, that's right. And now they're talking about, quote, oh, lesbians and homosexuals don't want to have to go out and get a surrogate. They're going to splice two men and splice two women. If that isn't the Son of Men, that's not going to be a person.
Exactly. You're not a human anymore. That's why it says you know, you can't. If you take the mark, you will not be redeemed. You can't be.
It's a genetic mark, and that's why you have to accept it. They're going to pressure you. They're going to bully you, but you've got to accept it. You've got to waive it. Absolutely. They want inside your body. It's a scientific takeover. It's satanic. All right. Thank you, sir. I'm out of time. I want to get to John. I want to get to Patriot and Daryl and CD. But here's what's going to happen. I've gotten good about this. Usually I say, oh, get their numbers. I forget to call you the next day. We've been doing it lately. So we're getting better and better around here. Get all four of the numbers, the callers I didn't get to, and I will call them first thing when I go to calls tomorrow in the first or second hour. And if you don't want to be on their show tomorrow, I understand, but I've got to get my next special guest in studio to talk about the economy, to talk about what's going on. And the last caller was saying, how do you protect yourself? We're going to get into some of that as well. But first, there's another John Bound report. He's been on fire lately. So this next 5 minutes, we're going to hear Biden's dementia. Somebody had dementia. Biden, dementia's dictator. So that is coming up. Next segment, you definitely do not want to miss this information in the fourth hour that I'm going to be hosting today. And then, The War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, right here on the InfoWars Network.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.